You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Marlins reporter Joe Frisaro. And Joe, Marlins playing pretty good baseball. Tough job on Monday, though, against the Rockies, in a game that when you look at the box score, if it didn't say where the game was played at the top, I think you would have pretty much assumed it was out in Colorado. 8 solo home runs. Unfortunately, 5 of them were hit by the Rockies, only 3 by the Marlins. But that's crazy in Marlins Park. It was a record to have 8 solo home runs in a game, but just that many home runs at Marlins Park jumps out. Was there something in the air in Miami on Monday night?
Yeah, basically mislocation in fastballs right down the middle. You know, and homers not coming from, I think, all but the last one. Charlie Blackman hit one to right. Everything else was pulled over to left, which is a little bit shorter than the biggest part of the park. So, but yeah, it's kind of one of those, you never know what you're going to see when you go to a baseball game, and that fits right in. And you're right, if Marlins Park played like Coors Field, and you know, we saw a little bit of MLB history. I don't think Don Mattingly wanted to see that kind of, you know, history, because it's never been done before where each solo homer is accounted for all the runs in the game. I think the previous record was 5, so it kind of shattered it. So it may not be something in the eyes of trivia people that we see broken anytime soon.
Yeah, certainly a wild night at the ballpark. But the Marlins going into Monday were 5 games over 500 for the first time since 2014. So this team clearly making steps. And another big step from Monday night, I think, is Giancarlo Stanton hitting a home run for the first time in a while. But not just that. Overall in the series looking better. 8-for-16 in the series. These are good signs, Joe. What have you noticed from him at the plate? Is there anything different here over the last week?
Yeah, and also the strikeouts way, way down.
Yep.
Only 1 or 2 or something like that. So making contact, I mean, if you want to talk technical, like apparently he did some things with his upper hand, with his right hand, just relaxing a little bit more. I guess he was gripping it and, you know, not, you know, having his bat waggle positioned right, which made him late among a million of other, you know, theories of what's going on with Stanton right now. But to me, you know, and Tim, I've said it, you know, repeatedly, and will continue, as long as he's on the field and getting consistent at bats, production will follow. And yeah, obviously he's been working on stuff and with the swing. I think he's using the whole field a little bit better now than he had been. You know, he almost just seemed in pull mode, and every swing seemed to be a home run swing. He's always been, you know, a very good hitter going all over the place, and his power is immense that you don't have to worry too much about him hitting the homer to right, because he hits homers to right like left-handed power pull hitters. So, you know, seeing the ball, being on time, and, you know, kind of being in a good spot, you know, it's going to take a while. You know, he's told me, and he said to others, he's not going to go from 200 to 300 all in, you know, overnight. So it's going to be a process. By the end of the year, if he can get that average up to 250, well, that seems pretty pedestrian. If he does, that means he's hitting at a high rate from this point forward, and that's going to be a really good sign for the Marlins. And really, there's no indication that he should be under 200 or the low 200s. He's not that kind of all-or-nothing hitter, and I don't see him being that much in decline when he's entering the prime of his career. So, again, huge sign. The fact that Ozuna, as we've noted before, has done a great job carrying this team. But if you could get Ozuna and Stanton going, that's a pretty good power threat in the middle of the lineup that is really going to kind of wreak havoc in the National League East.
Yeah, I thought the way he hit the home run was a good sign, too, because it's the type of home run that not a lot of players can hit. I think the if you talk about StatCast numbers, the launch angle was under 20 degrees, which is crazy, but he hit it 111 miles an hour. So it wasn't exactly your typical booming home run. It was a low-line drive that he just hit the ball right and hit it really hard like very few players can. Paul Clemens got the start in the game, Joe, and he's a guy that people may remember back in his time with the Astros, hadn't pitched in the majors in a few years. As the Marlins continue to find or try to find help for the back end of that rotation, Clemens just 28, a non-roster invite to spring training. Did you see anything last night? Obviously, he gave up home runs, but did you see any positive signs from Clemens that he could help this team?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, you kind of see what would be a good start, you know, what would you take? And I was almost like, if he goes 5 innings, gives up 4 or less runs, you kind of take it. and, you know, he gave up three. You know, they all came in the second inning on three home runs, two in order, you know, three out of four batters taking them deep. That's not, you know, very encouraging. But, you know, this is a spot start, basically. I don't even know if he's getting his next one. Maybe he will. But you got guys like Urena. You got, you know, Cozart's hurt in the minors. They're hoping, you know, he's thrown off the mound again. They're hoping he's not far away. And then they're trying to get Nicolino right, too, where I know he was giving up a lot of home runs and bad contact. So, you know, if they could get two or three starts from Clemens until they, you know, and they're obviously, they're testing the market as well because they're very much in it. You know, when you mentioned about being five over, at that point, they're also the number one wild card team in the National League. So there's a lot going on right now with this team, and it's kind of, they've kind of established they're in it, and to take it to that next step, what's that move going to be? It's probably going to have to be an internal guy, a starting pitcher, really stepping up. Because right now, Jose, when you got an ace, you're in a good spot. He's clearly that. You know, if Connolly starts pitching like he was very encouraging in his last start, if he starts pitching at the top of the rotation level, which he's capable, and Kohler's been solid enough, you know, those three can carry him a good distance because their bullpen's been good. And then they need Wei and Chen to get it figured out. So Paul Clemens is a stopgap guy, you know, who threw the ball pretty well. But I don't anticipate him being in the rotation a long time. But, you know, like I said, if they could buy two or three starts from him that and pull a win or two out of that, I think they'd be very happy.
You mentioned getting Nicolino figured out, and he had won his first two decisions when he came back to the team, but then 0-4 since, the ERA near 6. What is wrong with him? Because he's the guy on that team that you feel like has a little more upside as far as future in that rotation.
Yeah, no question. And then people talk about, you know, the fact that he doesn't have a very high, he's at the bottom or whatever, you know, strikeouts per 9. You know, he just doesn't strike guys out, but he also can pitch. He also could get induced weak contact. And you know, when he's right, he's not walking guys. But, you know, he's going to give up some runs. The problem we were seeing with him, he gets two outs, no one on. Next thing you know, he's giving up four runs in that inning, you know, four or five hits in a row with two outs. And, you know, just he's got to command that inside part of the plate. And, you know, he's got to get that breaking ball working to get, you know, some soft ground balls. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, like you said, he started off, you know, pretty well, and then it just kind of hit. And in San Diego, they kind of did a number on him, and then that was the end of the line for him. So, you know, he's immediately, you know, pitching in New Orleans as they're trying to get him back. And, you know, just he has enough weapons to be a serviceable guy and be, you know, a guy that can give you a shot when he's out there. But when he's off, you know, his stuff's not electric, and it doesn't have to be off by much for some serious damage. And, you know, it's demoralizing. The team would get them a 3-4 run lead, and an inning later they're down 2. You know, and the offense, you know, there's a psychological toll to that. You know, you're not going to win shootouts very often that way. You'll get your share from time to time, and they happen to do that with Chen's game on Sunday, scoring 3, giving up 6, and then rallying back and winning whatever that was, 9-6, 10-6, whatever, 8-6. You know, that isn't the ideal way to go about it. This offense isn't really geared to do that, although they can score runs, but if you're going to just keep giving up runs when you score them, you're going to demoralize your offense.
One thing the team has had this year that I don't know if I fully appreciated until I saw the stat, that they've only committed 2 errors in June. That's the fewest in the major leagues. Talk about the defense on this team and how big a lift that's been, because obviously they've hit the ball well. They've gotten good starting pitching at the front of that rotation, but defense goes a long way.
Oh, no question. And then okay, why are they winning right now? Their back end, which gets no credit, but David Phelps and A.J. Ramos in the 8th and 9th have been pretty much as good as it's been. And then, you know, Bearclaw is a bit wild, but he gets out of it. So they've been managing the 7th inning on very well. They're getting guys like Ozuna getting hot, and they got about 6 or 7 guys that should at least be among the leaders in All-Star voting. Sadly for them and the organization, none of them are among the leaders. And there's, like you know, the starting pitching, we're seeing only a couple of guys at the time. So what's the constant? And it's the defense. It's Prado at third. It's Echeverria at short. You know, it's their outfield. You know, Yelich has been a Gold Glover. Ozuna's solid. Stan's been a Gold Glove finalist. Real Muto is, you know, really, you know, emerging athlete behind the plate. His pop-up time is great. Still working on framing. But, you know, a very, very solid player. You know, and they're doing this, the two errors, without T.C. Gordon, their Gold Glove winner from last year there. So they're securing the baseball, and that's very big, you know, Tim. And it's, you know, Perry Hill is among the best instructors in the game as their infield guy, and Lorenzo Bundy working with the outfielders and Brian Schneider working with the catchers. They all deserve credit for this team not hurting themselves by giving up extra outs. So, yeah, I think it's two errors since, like, May 30th. I know we're pushing another day or two for that, but it's been the best, you know, the fewest in the majors, and you know, they're getting the big plays when they need them to keep themselves in games and not completely wear out pitching.
Yeah, you said it. And this team right now, I would say, positioned in a great spot heading towards the end of the first half of the season when you think about getting to the postseason at the end of the year. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras. It's our Marlins edition. For Joe Fusaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.